It's all on God. It's all on us. Friday, September 12th, 2025. I'm Pastor Michael Ziegler, Lutheran Hour speaker, and this devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour message, which can be found at lhm.org. The text is from the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 12b through 13. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work, for his good pleasure. This passage presents a paradox. You must do your part. God does everything. It sounds contradictory, doesn't it? Both can't be true, can they? That God, on the one hand, carries you around like precious cargo, and on the other hand, God holds you accountable to be a responsible agent. Clearly, there have been moments in your life when someone carried you like precious cargo. Your belly button is evidence of it. Someone held you, cared for you, did everything for you. They didn't even ask for your permission. Everything was a gift. At the same time, you've been raised to be a responsible agent. You're a person with talents and capabilities. You've been entrusted with work. And there are serious consequences if you fail to do your part. And yet, even as you've grown more responsible, sometimes you realize that everything still comes freely as a gift. The sun rises, the sky pours down rain, seed time and harvest. Your heart beats. Somebody helps you, gives you a break. Even your hard work and wise choices are enabled by others, or perhaps planted in you from the beginning, like an oak tree hidden in an acorn. If you think about these experiences in isolation, they don't seem to add up. A trusted agent is the opposite of precious cargo. Cargo just sits there. An agent works. How can you be both? Rather than try to solve this problem, the Bible gives us the true story in which we learn to embrace the mystery, even as we are fully embraced already. Consider the Old Testament book of Numbers. It's about how God trained his people to be his trusted agents. And when they refused to do their part, God honored their agency and let them suffer the consequences for their rebellion. For 40 years, they wandered in the wilderness. Later, Moses looks back on this experience. He tells them that God was humbling them, testing them, and disciplining them, as a man disciplines his son. See Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 5. God refused to stop treating them as his responsible agents. But Moses can look back and see another truth. They are God's precious cargo, and the wilderness was where God carried you, as a man carries his son, all the way that you went. See Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31. We hold these two parts of the paradox together because both truths come from the heart of God. God has made you his children in your baptism into the death and resurrection of Jesus. God has raised you in Christ to be his trusted agents. And he remembers that you are dust, dust he created and made into living beings. Beings who would return to dust if he withdrew his spirit even for a second. And still, in Christ, he says, you're his treasured possession, God's precious cargo. You can't save yourselves, but you are called to work out your salvation. And one day you'll look back and say, whatever good I did, that was all God. Would you pray with me? Dear Jesus, help me to work with all your energy striving within me. Amen.